predates both Christianity and Islam and Judaism. And there's no section. There's no denomination. There's no individuality. There's no the Egyptian this one and the Egyptian that one. They have one God. We have 99. And we have one accord of thinking, and they have 99 different codes of thinking. You follow? And they've done that because they tailor-made confusion for every one of us in our individual feeling about the truth. Because everybody here has a right to feel the way they feel about the truth. And I might not like what takes place in the Catholic Church. It might be a little too ritualistic for me. So I become a Lutheran. I feel comfortable here. One of my son might go up and say, Dad, I don't like the Lutheran. There ain't enough color for me. I want to become a spiritual Baptist. Or Holy Name. He wants to rap tambourines. You see what they did? They made sure they shaped something for every one of us. And if we was a little radical and we didn't join in, we became the Hebrew Israelites. We dressed like Mandrill or Isaac Brothers. And we got up on pulpits. You know what I'm saying? And we belted out a new kind of doctrine. Go ahead, brother, read it. If you read this, I don't know the word. You know, nobody understands what they're saying. That wasn't it. We wasn't satisfied with that. We got a little more radical. We called ourselves Rasta. Now we got the Lion of Judah, the Crown of David. You know what? I took and changed the language around and made Haile Selassie God incarnate. Haile Selassie gets killed by his own son, overthrown, God Almighty. Haile Selassie comes on a public forum and says, I am not Jesus Christ. We have videotapes of him saying himself, I am not Jesus Christ. I am not the Lion of Judah. Tell him his family is everything. But no, we are already in this shit knee-deep. Already got a flag and a culture and a dialect. I'm in now, I can't help it. Well, someone comes along, like the brother said, honestly, somebody's blowing up what took place in the Nation of Islam, right? Some people are already in it, bucket deep. How they gonna get out now? Without, they went around their family and said, listen, you better not keep no fault because all Allah Muhammad is the messenger, that's why Muhammad's God, and we better say, as soon as we're ready. Now, all family's going, help. That's what the family talk about, Jesus is wrong, blah, blah, blah. I got all this dialogue going, and now someone says, you're wrong. What am I doing that? Well, I gotta go back to all my brothers and say, first, you know, niggas don't apologize. But I gotta go back and say, I was wrong about everything I said to you. We don't do that. We say, I knew it all the time. I was just with them. I knew there was something a little greater coming. I just walked alongside them for a while. That's the stuff we do. Now that it come down, the Pentagon just came on down the other day. Instead of saying what he did say, just say, everything I was taught, I feel is wrong. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It means that I feel it's wrong. It doesn't mean the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is wrong. It don't seem right to me. And hope that someone don't say, explain yourself. Something he never did anyway, because all he did is got a lecture, he never really explained himself. If he had taken the time to explain himself to his career, he would have been better understood. But when you have a doctrine that doesn't explain itself, like belief. Believe me. I say, I don't want to believe you, I want to know. We didn't have faith then. I don't want any faith, I want some facts. I want some confirmation, some conviction, some realities. I had enough of that crap. What happens? What happens to the fiber of the system when people start to question it? If it's not founded on any firm principles, it starts to fall apart. And believe you, I'm going to tell you, the worst thing the white man could ever did was to put a computer in a black man's hand. Because he took illiterate people and made them literate. So a Christian can say, that's what Jesus meant when he said, I make the meek, the dumb, found the wise. Now that's a good verse for you to work with. They ain't got enough sense to use it though. I would have said, if I was a Christian, that's what God meant. You gonna bring the computer and make the meek, the dumb, found the wise. I want a computer right now and find things about Hebrew and all the languages and just for the thing called Novus Bible and Lexicon, just break down words and see how things are just not the way you've been saying it was when I had the King James Version without a source of reference. And I don't feel good about it. And I want you to come back on the air and straighten this mess up. Who do I ask? The Pope? Who do I ask to straighten the mess out? I know when it comes to Egyptology, I know who y'all ask. Me. And my job is to sit here and address these things. Where's the other guys? I'm addressing questions for Muslims, Jews, and Christians, and no, I can't ask nobody questions. And I got some questions. I got 360 questions to ask everybody who wants some trouble and some people I haven't met yet. I got some questions to ask. You know, niggas can always ask a question. You hear me? Because they can't stand it. That's a sign for us in this day and time. It's a sign for us to put it all behind us and move. Like I said earlier over there, we can find ourselves, our faces on the wall in Egypt, lips, nose, eyes, and hair texture. Right on down to our pot bellies, our knot knees, our women with big hips and thin calves. All that's on the wall in Egypt, sisters, we see it. And them little pouches that y'all ashamed of. It's on the wall in Egypt, and if that's what the Egyptian women look like, then hell, y'all are beautiful to us, because that's who we are. We gotta stop tracing, what's her name, Twiggy, living with some little frail white girl with nothing. And that's what it's about. We're going to have to accept it because what? That's us. You with me? And we got to move through this new millennium carrying a new message to people. You know what that message is? I'm from Missouri. Show me. Hello. Grandma, I love you. Guy, my grandmother prayed there. My great-grandmother is the church. I was raised and born in Show Me, Pop. Can I talk to you in your office private? I don't want to insult you in front of the congregation, and you might lose some gas money. Can I talk to you over here in private? Because I want to talk to you about me bringing my kids here. Because my mother brought me here for Sunday school, and I didn't realize they were saying Egyptian God's son. At the end of every prayer, we said, amen. And I didn't know we was talking about the God Amun-Ra. I didn't realize it. I was dumbfounded. I was brainwashed. And when I said Jesus is a bright early morning star, I didn't say, that's the sun. Jesus walked the water. The sun walks the water every morning. When it comes up, the light walks the water to the shore. I couldn't see all that. I couldn't see the mystical meaning of the Bible. Because I was blinded by the light. Right? That light hit me in my face and I couldn't see. See, the Freemasons and them give you this bull crap about when you get in the lodge and it's dark, when they take the blindfold off, now you can see. That's not true. If I blindfold you and take you into a lit room, when I pull the blindfold off, it takes time for your eyes to adjust to that room. You are still blind and at my mercy. You hear me? So what they're really telling us is that we are not criminal beings. You do know that, right? And if we get into a black room, pitch black, it takes a little while for our eyes to adjust. Where does the light come from, brother? Where does it come from? I'm all the way back over there. You know how I teach, right? You don't think I forgot what I was talking way over there. Where does it come from? If I walk into an all-black room, and after a while I begin to see inside, some light came on somewhere. Where did light come on at? Right inside here, in the soul plex. The soul, the word soul in Latin is sun. The light comes on inside and gives me the ability to see in dark, and that's what makes a nocturnal creature. But they can pull light out of darkness and see it. Caucasians can't do it. You follow? And that's why they make you sleep with the light on. They always sleep with the light on. Islam teaches that. Christianity, don't never sleep in the dark. You know why? Because you'll learn to face yourself. You know the bad thing about facing yourself? Sometimes you scare the hell out of you. Now you know you went in the room by yourself. And you know you shut the door behind you. Right? Ain't nobody in the room but you and you. All of a sudden, you lay there saying,
it's something. I've been feeling something watching me.
You ever get that feeling? You look at the coat on the wall, on the door, and it's your coat. You hung the coat there, and all of a sudden, the coat becomes a man looking at you like this.
A man over here.
You know what I'm saying? You know what that is? That's the devil inside you trying to get out and attack you. Ain't nobody in the room but you, God. And if there's a you, God, there, there's also a you, devil, there. Because you know damn well we're just as good as we are bad. And anybody walk around playing holy got a lot of holes in their stuff. Ain't no preacher, teacher, no, the Pope is sneaking. Believe me. If you're a mortal, you have mistakes. And any man who thinks that he doesn't have mistakes, don't trust him. One of the models I've been teaching on for years, and I'll say it again today, and I'll enumerate him. Don't believe me. Check it out. And I just ask that every preacher and every teacher make that same declaration. Don't believe them. Don't believe nothing I'm saying. Say, that nigga crazy. That's what you say. He's nuts. I ain't believe it. He said, I'm going to check it out. Check it out. Investigate it. Scrutinize it. I've been around teachers since 1970 and being asked questions every week for them and never yet had a problem with it. I don't care where they come from or what their doctrine is and how heavy they think they are, I'll walk with them. And some of y'all are right here with me doing it. And I've been saying the same thing, don't believe what I say, check it out. But also say that to them. Don't just do it to me. Go to the shrine of the Black Madonna, let me ask you a question. Why shrine? That word right there, why shrine? You know what shrine is. Why that? Why the Black Madonna? Let me say, why black? And why Madonna? I'm talking about, you know, the whole thought of Madonna puts us back into the Roman doctrine of Christianity. And a blessed Mother Mary. A Mary, the Mother of God. Stop. Man, that's kind of strange. God is all powerful, almighty, and got a mother. God was born. I mean, God was born in a manger. God was passing through the cavity or the channel of a woman. God came out and had a cord that had to be cut. And then God had to have the liquid that's in his lungs pumped out, otherwise God would have drowned the moment he was born. God was dependent. Can God ever be dependent and be God? Can God be born and be God? Do you see what they've done to us? Can God have a mother? And the mother precedes God? The mother was there first. If she gave birth to God. Are you with me? So if the mother was there first, then mother is. Mary was God. Jesus was the Son of God. Ain't that what they said? But Mary was God. Now you say, wait a minute, man, that sounds kind of crazy. Of course it sounds crazy when you are under a belief system. But when you start analyzing the facts, let's do a little scientific thing. Alright. Jesus, all you who walk with me as you know where I'm going. Jesus was a little girl child, right?
Nope.
No! Jesus was a boy child. That means Jesus had an X and Y chromosome, right? Like all other men on the planet. If Jesus was a man, and we knew he was a man because he got circumcised on the eighth day, that helps us to know he... Oh, still dead men, but women don't. Some of us even remember it. So Jesus, according to the Bible, was circumcised on the eighth day. That's established that Jesus was a man. He belonged to the male gender. And that means Jesus had an X and Y from with me. Alright. Now, Mary gave birth to Jesus. Is that a fact? That's what the Bible teaches us. That's true. And women, female gender, only have two X, no Y chromosomes. Correct? Mary was Mary by herself. When Angel Gabriel came to her and said, Hail Mary, full of grace.
Thou art chosen above the women in the world. You're about to conceive, right, of the Holy Ghost, the Son of God. And you should call his name Emmanuel, meaning God be with us. Oh, God is with us. Ain't that what the Bible says? Now, I have a problem. All that sounds good. It's a nice story. It's good for prayers. Good for that kind of thing. When I come down to the scientific part of this thing, then I have a problem. You know what I mean? The problem is, where did the Y chromosome come from? Now, the angel Gabriel came. We know Gabriel's a man because the book of Daniel said Gabriel is a man. That man Gabriel. We know Gabriel's totem. For those who know what I mean. For those who don't, Gabriel had semen if he was a man. And in Gabriel's semen, there had to be a Y chromosome. I'm not saying Gabriel didn't even marry yet. I ain't saying he didn't either. I ain't saying. I want to get all the way to the, get this thing in place first so we'll find out if it makes any sense. You with me? So here we got Mary, a woman. Two X chromosomes. No Y. An angel comes to Mary and tells her she's going to give birth to a son. To a son. He's predicting there's going to be a Y chromosome there. Mary ends up pregnant. Joseph didn't do it. Joseph came home with a Y chromosome. But Joseph was token. We know that because he had other children. And Joseph wanted to know, Gary, you're what? I'm pregnant. Stop. Let's get away from the religion and the crap and get to reality. Mary's pregnant. Now, at the point that she's pregnant, he has no idea of knowing whether it's a male or female child. Correct? He don't know yet until the baby's born. So now we got 9 months to figure this thing out. Correct? There ain't nothing deep about it because this same guy, Gabriel, he gets around, you know. Gabriel also visited Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, a couple of months earlier, and visited her. And her husband, Zachariah, a priest, was saying, hell, I ain't got it up in... I ain't had a resurrection or erection. And yes, I can't have no baby. I mean, like, he's asking Elizabeth, how you get pregnant? This is real. Let's get all the religious crap and get down to it. If it was you and you came home and your wife said, I'm pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Well, I want to talk to the Holy. What's his first name, Holy? Like in Holyfield? Or like last name, Ghost? What, I want to talk to this nigga. Holy. You was pregnant by the Holy. Why? That's some ghost. There'll be some ghosts up in his bed. Y'all don't come up with where that baby came from. Don't run that crap like you would say, oh, darling. That is so wonderful. You was in your room or your tent by yourself, and a light came down, and it overpowered you, and now you're pregnant. Baby, that's beautiful. We're gonna walk through these things together, baby. Bull crap. You be like, raising hand, throwing sandals around, and tipping over frankincense. Because Joseph, in his mind, could not imagine how Mary could have got pregnant and he wasn't there. You know what? Well, trying to figure out if she got pregnant when he wasn't there. Well, somebody was in there with a Y chromosome. Scientific fact versus religious bullcrap that we've been indoctrinated with by the slave master who gave us the same religion that he enslaved us with. Same bullcrap. To make us turn the other cheek so he can keep sucking. So you keep hearing you on the bottom of the totem pole. He keeps making us worship his image and his likeness. Let me do this. I ain't gonna fall, but I still wanna know where in the water I call myself. But I know if I was Joseph, I'd be mad as all hell. And you would not be able to tell me that no light came in the house. And you got pregnant. Would you, brother? All the religion in the world won't support that in my mind. But when Jesus was born in the manger, We're doing a Christmas thing. And wise men knew about it.
Everybody knew Joseph's business.
Nigga came from Persia. Falling from Persia with his men. That was his business then.
Joseph believed that shit.
You believe that Joseph believed it. That was in Persia. They gave you three men from three places on far points of the planet. They were saying, that's no shit. That nigga's father's shit. Niggas, don't even niggas do that. Follow the star that gets you just so they can get in. I got something for you. That's the kid. That's God's kid. Okay, Joe. You don't like the way it sounds as a Christian, do you?
Well, it just happens to be the truth. And the truth hurts. Especially when they drill their form of truth in our soul. And work it inside and use it so I can use it against me. So that we as a people can't unite. That's how they work. And they make us believe bullcrap, unrealities, fictions, fables, Tarzan, Superman, Bionic Man, Superwoman, a little talking rat now. What the hell next? We had our children were turtles 5 years ago. Ninja Turtles. What else?
Power Rangers.
Bonnie, a purple dinosaur. They got all inside our stuff and messing up our minds. But when it comes to Egypt, they made Elizabeth Taylor Cleopatra. They had a new mummy movie out. The only black people in the movie is the Pharaoh boy. Is that Kevin?
Yes.
After she cheated, like women always do, after she cheated, the Pharaoh, the Pharaoh, they said, oh, the Pharaoh boy is here. The door opened, the niggas came back and said, you saw that? The niggas had that stone up peach tree walk. I was like, picture this. They're literally telling you that the soldiers are the royal gods of Amun-Ra, what a niggas. Hello. But they saturate the room with Caucasians, pretending they're us. And then they give us fictitious creatures. Hercules. Now Hercules got a girlfriend, I forgot her name. What's her name?
She's the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
I thought I got his looks, got away, here you go. Back to the Y chromosome. Just a little bit of time. When Jesus was born in the manger, and the wise men came, a boy baby was there. Where did the Y chromosome come from? Scientists, cut the crap. The hell with the reverends and the pastors and the rabbis. Go to your mind or your computer and study chromosomes. Where did it come from? Explain it, Reverend. They can't do it. And they'll call you all kind of names, blasphemous. They'll call us a suicide cult. White people commit suicide. You can't even beat a nigga to death. Did you see the Rodney King thing? Rodney King was hanging on the life like you would never beat that nigga for 3 hours. White person hit him one time, oh God, boom, down. You with me? This suicide cult, because we don't conform to that devil. Because I want my children to see themselves as something great. All my children I call Prince something, or Princess. That's their first name. my son's name is Amun, he's called Prince Amun. If my daughter's name is, let's say, Isis, she's called Princess Isis. I'm putting it in their mind. I don't put that on their birth certificate. I put that in their mind, on their birth certificate. Not on a piece of paper, but on a piece of heart. I teach my children to want to be nerds. You teach your children to want to be hip. I teach my children to be proud to be nerds. So now when their birthdays come around, that's what they want. What they say? A book. I want a book. Give me some books, Baba. They don't want no guns. That don't mean they don't play with guns. I made a mistake and gave them some water guns. And they shot me with the jets. They go play with them if you give it to them. Ain't no doubt about it. Because that's on television.
You follow? You got to put something different in your children's head than that shit they've been giving us, because whatever it is, it has not been working for us. It works for them. But it don't work for me and you. You wouldn't? The system he got set up, his education system, is working for them. Because there's more of them millionaires than us. More of them controlling things than us. So we got to come up with a system or something that works for us. And that thing that works for us is first self-identity. Who the hell am I? I need some roots to grow. I ain't got no roots in here in America. I can't grow here. In his culture. Of course, as a Native American, I can, but he wasn't even there. He reserved that until after the year 2000, meaning he put me up on a reservation. Are you with me? We have got to make that decision now. Because we're in the new millennium, we got to make decisions to get them back their shit and have our own.